Three times does the Torah tell us, Lo savashel gidi b'chalev imo, thou shalt not see the kid in its mother's milk. According to the simple reading of this verse, there should be no problem with eating a cheeseburger. It is only with recourse to the Torah Sheba'al Peh, the oral Torah, that we know the full extent of the prohibition of mixing dairy products with meat. As is well known, one of the basics of the laws of keeping kosher is the prohibition on eating dairy products and meat together. However, there are even laws and customs that govern the consumption of one after the other. These laws and customs are wide-ranging in their application. They apply to three kinds of food. The first kind of food is the meat or dairy product itself. For example, a hamburger or a cheese Danish. In these kinds of foods, the meat or dairy component either make up the majority of the food's volume or they are readily discernible. The second kind of food is a parv food, a food which is neither meat nor dairy, processed in a meat utensil or a dairy utensil. For example, spaghetti, cooked in a pot which had been used for meatballs. The third kind of food has a dairy or meat component that takes up less than 50% of the total volume of the food. However, the meat or dairy component here is indiscernible except for the nesinas ta'am. We will not discuss this last category at this time. We see from an answer that Rabbi Yochanan gave to Rav Asi in the Talmud that there is no waiting time required to eat meat after eating dairy. However, there are conditions to be met to do so legally and correctly. There isn't need to verify that one's hands are clean of dairy residue. Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, in that same section of the Talmud, point out that one must also do what's called kinuach v'hadacha. Hadacha can be accomplished by swallowing a parv beverage. Kinuach can be accomplished by eating a parv food item. The Talmud tells us that all parv foods are acceptable for kinuach, except for flour, dates, and certain types of vegetables. If the only dairy product consumed was milk, hadacha alone will suffice. Some contemporary poskim, legal authorities, maintain that brushing one's teeth thoroughly is legally equivalent to kinuach and hadacha. Some poskim maintain that kinuach should go before hadacha, but this opinion is not held unanimously. There are some people who take upon themselves a midas chasidus, an extra measure of piety. In addition to all of the measures discussed already, they wait for a half hour after eating dairy products before they'll eat meat. It's worth noting that according to some commentators, the Zohar, which is the central text of Jewish esoteric wisdom, strongly urges us to wait one full hour. Others maintain that the Zohar emphasizes the importance of saying the bracha achrona, the after blessing, for the dairy products before we eat meat. If one has waited an hour after eating dairy, kinuach and hadacha are no longer mandatory, although they are laudatory. Among the Ashkenazic Jews, the practice is to wait a full 6 hours after eating hard cheese before eating meat. They will also make the bracha achrona on the hard cheese before eating meat. How does halacha, Jewish law, define hard cheese? One aspect of the definition is that hard cheese is cheese that has aged 6 months. This includes the time it sits on the supermarket shelf if its bacteria continue to function. The question is, which cheeses fall into this category? Here are some examples. one can safely assume that all imported Swiss and Emmentaler cheese has aged for over 6 months. Most American-made Swiss cheese is more than 6 months old by the time it reaches the consumer. Parmesan cheese and Reggiano cheese must by law be aged for at least 10 months when made in America. Romano cheese must by law be aged for at least 5 months when made in America. Some contemporary poskim maintain that our yellow cheeses, such as American cheese, are also considered hard cheeses, but other poskim disagree. Two of the Gedolei HaPoskim of the last 100 years maintain that even if one softened the hard cheese by frying it or baking it, it still requires a waiting period of 6 hours. In the Talmud, the sage Mar Ukva describes his waiting period after meat consumption before eating dairy products. Based on this passage and its commentaries, most Ashkenazic Jews wait 6 hours after eating meat before they'll eat dairy products. The Rishonim, the early commentators on the Talmud, discuss the reason for this practice. Rashi says it's due to the presence of meat remnants caught between the teeth. The Rambam disagrees and maintains that we wait due to the thin layer of meat fat left in the oral cavity. After 6 hours, there is typically no need to be concerned with either meat remnants or the layer of meat fat. In general, there is no need to check one's teeth for meat remnants after the 6 hours have elapsed. However, some poskim maintain that if one has holes in his teeth or spaces between his teeth, they should be cleaned carefully of any residual meat. The same is true of someone with orthodontic braces. One who finds residual meat in his teeth after 6 hours is not required to wait another 6 hours. Rather, he should remove it and do kinuach and hadacha. In addition to the waiting period, Ashkenazic practice also requires the recitation of the bracha achrona for the meat before eating dairy products. There are times when waiting the full 6 hours is unnecessary. For example, one who tastes meat and spits it out immediately without chewing it and without swallowing it does not have to wait 6 hours before eating dairy products. Rather, they should just do kinuach and hadacha. Furthermore, a pregnant woman, a person who's slightly ill, and a person suffering from a minor localized pain may perhaps not need to wait 6 hours. A competent rabbinic authority should be consulted. It's worth noting that the great sage Rav Moshe Feinstein ruled that one need not wait 6 hours after swallowing or chewing a meat vitamin. An important question discussed by the Poskim relates to parv food processed with meat utensils or dairy utensils. Does one need to wait 6 hours for cheese after eating spaghetti cooked in a meat utensil? Can one eat macaroni cooked in a dairy utensil within 6 hours of eating a steak? The Poskim rule leniently on these questions, with one notable exception that is subject to debate. Very often, the laws of keeping kosher veer off their normal course when discussing a davar charif, a sharp food, such as a radish or an onion. The poskim are not of one mind on the following question. If one eats meat, is it permissible to eat a parv, davar charif, less than 6 hours later, if the parv, davar charif, was cut or cooked by a dairy utensil? A competent rabbinic authority should be consulted. In the merit of our adhering to the path of Torah by waiting between milk and meat, may we merit to see quickly the end of our wait for the final and complete redemption.